what it means to reciprocate. And how much can I be expected to tolerate? So I started to think about the plans I made the day unpaid. And you just can't.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Friday, March 22nd, 2024. I'm Luigi, and this is...
Bodacious Tatas.
Awesome. What are we going to talk about today? First, we're going to talk about the terrorist attack on Moscow. Then we'll talk about... the Antisocial Network new Netflix show. Then, why is no one talking about this? And the finale, Candace Owens fired from Daily Wire. That's a show.
All right. So, what the hell's going on in Moscow?
I don't know. False flag attack. Definitely. False. 100% false flag. That is...
That is military weapons.
We got video of it. We got video from multiple angles, from multiple people. People are saying it was three people, but I think it was four people. People say it was four people. When he's firing the gun, there's sparks going in every direction. I've never seen, I don't know if it's just because of the camera or the lighting or what, but I've never seen muzzle flashes like that are coming out of these guns. It's very weird.
I've never seen anything like that. It looks, I don't know. It almost looks like he's firing like fireworks out of the gun, but I know it's not.
Yeah. I thought it might be Dragon's Breath. I looked up Dragon's Breath. I looked up fragmentation rounds. I looked up fungible rounds. I looked up a bunch of different stuff and none of it looks like this is the muzzle flash. The muzzle flash goes out the front facing forward on those types of bullets. These are, it's like going in every direction. Sparks.
It's weird. I mean, it doesn't, it almost has a look like a flare gun, but different. I don't.
Yeah.
I should know the chemistry of it. It's just orange sparks, so it's not anything special or fancy. Kind of orangish red. It might just be magnesium.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Apparently they killed 20 people and it's still going on. I don't know. It seems to me like really good to, like, Putin just got reelected. And now, this false flag event happens so that they can, like, just so random. It's so random. It's so fucking random. And they have like military grade weapons. It's crazy.
Yeah, this is, and this is Russia. It's not like America where everybody's got, you know, a flicking.
You know what's fucking crazy, Bo? This,
what?
All of this, the interview with Putin and Tucker, and the way Putin started using the Jewish propaganda. It's like everything they're doing is they're copying the U.S. now. All our psyops they're using now. So the. The terrorist attacks on the home soil activate like the fucking sleeper agents or whatever to blow up your own people and using it as political propaganda. I don't know, man. It's just all so similar. It's just all so frighteningly similar to the U.S. and all randomly happening at the same time.
Yeah, you know, but are you saying that Tucker's CIA Project Mockingbird? Because that would tie it in. Tucker interviewing Putin being a lovely sign to the CIA that Putin is willing to play ball.
What?
I know you don't think Tucker's Project Mockingbird, but I
do.
I think he is.
I do.
You do? Good.
I say it every fucking show.
He fucking is. And now he's got the biggest news show on X. And what did he do?
Well,
he interviewed Putin. Putin's fucking KGB. It's just more spies.
When Tucker Carlson talked about aliens, okay, that was red flag number one that he's still Project Mockingbird. When he brought up the aliens, when everyone was talking about the aliens, and he still talked about the aliens like it wasn't bullshit. So that was red flag number one. But, I mean, to say that now Poon's involved with the CIA, I don't know, maybe, but this like, probably gives that more credence. This stupid shit probably gives that more credence, really. Even if I don't want that to be the case.
I was trying to figure out why Putin would be okay with the Tucker Carlson interview, and seeing this, I see, he's playing ball with the CIA.
I don't know. I could see why he did the Tucker interview. This seems more like the KGB doing American like stuff so that they could take control. Like they're going to use this to push the war forward.
This is what the CIA does.
The KGB is copying it.
Yes. So why is that happening? All of a sudden now we see that Tucker and Putin meet, and then all of a sudden Putin is now using the CIA's tactics.
I think that's just a coincidence, because it's when Putin went on I think it's just all coming together right now, because Putin went on Tucker's show and then he used the U.S. Jew propaganda of like, you guys are Hitler, we're the good guys. You guys are the Nazis, we're the people saving the Jews. He's literally using American propaganda, the Jewish propaganda they've used to control everybody for fucking century, man.
Yes,
century.
But who's been using that propaganda? Who's been in control of it? The fucking CIA. Yeah.
I get it. But it's the KGB is using their shit against them. That's what it looks like to me.
It seems coincidental, but there are no coincidences when you're dealing with fucking kikes.
I guess, but I don't feel like Putin is as controlled as Joe Biden and all those people.
He's not as controlled
yet,
but only because he's KGB. He's like George Bush level. George Bush is CIA. First Bush, not second. The first.
Like, I don't think the KGB is infiltrated by Jews. Like, I don't think there's.
Yes.
I don't think it's like the CIA is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is exactly like the CIA.
Like they have to go to Israel to train? Like America?
I don't know to that degree because I've not looked into it. But yes, the KGB is just as kiked as the CIA. And it began as the same kike level of kikery.
I thought they were Christian. I know Christians are fucking subverted and controlled by kikes, but they're still Christian. So I thought it was Christians.
No, it's... You gotta look into how...
I'll look into it, but I thought it was
Christian. The KGB originated, how long it's been around. It's been around
since communist Russia. Look, I'm sure there's...
It's just the transition of kike power.
Look. I guarantee you there's kikes in there, and I guarantee you there's like kikish shenanigan stuff, but it's not like, I mean, the KGB doesn't control the world. The KGB isn't like pushing things forward towards Israel. Like Russia's separated from America and the West.
The KGB is,
if they have any ties to Jews or like funding from Jews, it's probably like coincidental that it's just manages to line up with it.
Have you heard of the
Pinkerton and also the
agency?
The Jews also want to have their hands in everything. And no, I haven't.
Okay, so way back when, like Civil War era, there was the Pinkerton agency. When Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, the Pinkerton agency slowly but surely became the U.S., the president's secret service.
Okay.
I'm just mentioning it because the Pinkerton agency was how the kikes retained their power over the presidency after the Civil War, after that transition of power. There was a power vacuum, and the kikes managed to maintain their control over the president via the Pinkerton agency. The KGB, it's the same thing. The kikes maintain their power over the government in Russia via the KGB. It's just similar things. And I don't remember all of the history of the Pinkerton agency. I didn't read up on it as well as I should have, and it was before I was red-pilled. So I can't tell you who's kiked and who's not.
If you don't know who's kiked and who's not kiked, then I mean it doesn't. Then you can't really say like it's incredibly kiked.
The Pinkerton agency I know was kiked from the beginning. I just don't know who's who and the kikes in it. I haven't read about them in 20 fucking years. They did the same exact thing as the KGB did when Russia fell, when the USSR fell. The kikes maintained their power and their control over the Russian government via the KGB. when U.S. government fell and that transition of power happened at the Civil War, the Kikes maintained their control over the presidency via the Pinkerton Agency, which became the U.S. Secret Service. It's just the similarities there. They did the same exact thing. They've done it before. I can show you a whole bunch of other examples, but that's
I get what you're saying, but it sounds to me more like one organization did the same thing another organization did. That's what it's...
It is. Yes, it is. And I can show you lots of other examples of Kikes doing the exact same thing whenever there's a big transition of power in any major country or government that they have a lot of control over.
Look, Kikes put their hands and fingers and everything, and I guarantee you there's immense funding going into Russia to try and subvert Russia in ways, but not as much as America, okay? It's just 10 times America is so subverted.
America is so subverted right now, but the problem
there's no reason
that we're about
to
be destroyed.
There's no reason to, you're right. So there's no reason to subvert Russia right now, but there's all the reason to subvert America because it's the global power. But as soon as Russia and China and then become the global power, well, then the Kikes will switch from America to Russia and China now. That's how it works.
Yes, and they need to have their fingers in there already, and they're showing that, hey, we've got control.
I don't think that's what this is. I think this is just KGB. This is KGB doing. I think this is KGB doing a false flag so that they can finish the war in the Ukraine. Go all out.
Here, let me go totally schizo. What if it's CIA pretending to be KGB to do that? To make it seem like Russia's trying to go all out on the war to give them an excuse to do it.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe, like, just cause chaos in Moscow, make Moscow look bad, maybe, something like that. I wouldn't put it past the CIA to do some super shit like that, sure.
It's too CIA-like. If it's the KGB, then the KGB has been infiltrated by the CIA.
I don't know why the CIA would do this, though, because it just gives Putin and the establishment something to use as leverage to amplify the war effort, but maybe that's what they want. Maybe
that's
the CIA wants an amplified war.
That's what they want. They've been pushing for World War III for a few years now.
Dude, you know what this literally sounds like? This literally sounds like the CIA is a bunch of fucking Jews, and they literally want World War III to start, and they're poking everybody to fucking start World War III so they could eliminate two-thirds of the world population. That's kind of what it sounds
exactly
like.
Exactly what's going on. Yes. Yes.
It's dumb.
Welcome
they
to
want
the
to build that temple. They want to build the temple so badly.
Oh, I know. They're never going to get that fucking thing built.
Okay, whatever. Well, I'm going to stop talking about that. We're moving on from Moscow and Russia, whatever. Crazy shit. Crazy psyops are happening in Russia right now. Okay, we'll move on from the crazy psyops in Russia to 4chan documentary coming out April 5th. I don't want to play this at all. I'll play a little tiny smidget of it. Here, let me play like 10 seconds of it. Here we go.
4chan person or website.
15 years ago.
4chan person or website.
We were just dumbass kids having a good time sharing jokes and memes on the internet.
Okay, I showed 17, I showed 12 seconds of it, whatever. Half of the memes they're showing are Reddit memes. They have like some 4chan memes and then Reddit memes mixed in there. It's like they don't even know where the shit comes from. They don't even understand what they're doing.
No, they don't. They don't know or care. This is just to make 4chan look bad. It's to make Anonymous look bad. This looks like propaganda to make people not be anonymous online. It's Anonymous is bad. You have to have your real ID tagged to
It's probably fear-mongering. It's going to paint 4chaners in a certain light to normies, which is going to be pleasant,
fun.
I'm sure.
Yeah, real fun. It's bullshit. It's bullshit to make being anonymous on the internet seem like some scary thing when, quite frankly, anybody who's been around for 20 fucking years knows that the original internet was anonymous.
The people yelling, take your mask off, take your mask off, take your mask off, are not anonymous. They're people that want you to expose your identity so that they can dox you. That's what they want.
They want to destroy you.
Yeah, exactly. And they can't do that if they don't know who you are. And that's why they keep yelling, take your mask off, take your mask off, because that's what's preventing them from attacking you.
Yeah, and quite frankly, the rise of social networks is what has destroyed Anonymous on the internet.
Yeah.
I think social networks is quite literally what is wrong with the internet. The idea of Facebook isn't a bad thing, but the reality of Facebook is horrific.
I feel like the only people who use Facebook now are boomers. All the youth has moved on, and I don't know how it's crazy.
That's the only thing that I use Facebook for is fucking Facebook Marketplace, and that's because Craigslist is dead. Where I live,
and
Craigslist
Meta,
is dead.
I believe there was fear-mongering campaigns put against Craigslist that Facebook Marketplace would be the new thing that everybody uses. They use that to take that chunk of the...
Oh, yeah, because you could meet some scary web. Monster who's going to rob you and kill you, right?
Yeah.
On Craigslist, you never know what kind of nigger you're going to be meeting up with. But on Facebook Marketplace...
Yeah,
you know exactly who you're meeting with. Look at their entire internet history.
The only way Zuck keeps going with that fucking zombie husk is with little like Meta and what you just said right there, where they take over, they scummily take over ideas other people have already done.
Yeah, and they implement rules. I mean, so I live on a tiny small farm, so something that affects me that most people don't even think about. Craigslist used to be like really booming and there were lots of people on it. And if you wanted to sell chicks or livestock, or if you needed to find a bull or, you know, anything livestock and animal related, you could do on Craigslist. It was great. Well, Facebook Marketplace took over Craigslist, but they don't allow any animal sales at all. So you can't sell your baby chicks on Facebook. You can't sell a calf on Facebook. You can't buy
that's
a bull.
Up.
I mean, it's fucked up. So they
that's
eliminated.
Jewish. Dude, that's Jewish. That's Jewish.
Yeah.
Anything that limits you like that, dude, there's a fucking Jewish cabal around HVAC as well. HVAC, cars, everything has a sort of fucking cabal around it in a certain way that where they can scam money out of people. Because it's they Ponzi scheme shit.
Yeah, and I mean, the animal thing, it was done because, you don't want people selling, you don't want puppy mills selling their puppies here on Facebook. Well, why the fuck not? Yes, I do want puppy mills selling their puppies on Facebook. I do. If you were trying to make your living by breeding dogs, then yes, I want you to have a place to fucking sell them.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I'm not against that form of farming. Why did we moral fags decide that we are against this type of farming, therefore those people can't sell their wares anywhere?
It's just people taking away more and more freedoms. People just want to take away every freedom we have so we can do nothing and they control us completely. They want our money to be digital, so they control that. They want to control every aspect of our lives so we have no control and they have all the control so they could control us.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm against it. I am so... Facebook Marketplace pisses me off to no end, but I have to use it. If I want to buy some used furniture in the area, I have to use it. There's no other place. Like I said, they killed Craigslist. But Craigslist was a great site. Yeah. And that's what they're doing with this. They're trying to kill Anonymous. They don't want us to be anonymous online.
They want to be able to track every single thing we do.
Yeah, and that's why they're trying to kill Monero, too. That's why they took Monero off of... They keep taking Monero off of the various exchanges, because...
They're trying hard.
They're trying hard. They don't want you to be anonymous in any way.
Next thread. In February 2024, the reserve requirement ratio for local currency demand deposits in the United States was 0%. 0%. And guess what in March? Guess what it was? It was 0%.
0%.
I told Carl this was going on, and when I told Carl this was going on, he's like, "What? No, they have to have a percentage of the money in the bank to do." And I'm like, "Nope, no, they don't."
Oh yeah, I got to argue this one with my husband too. They don't have to have anything in the bank, and it's been like that for a while.
Nope. Yep. Nope. That's... You know that insurance thing they put on all the banks to give you that good comfy feeling in your chest, like, oh, everything's fine and okay?
Yeah,
well, guess
FDIC.
What? None of
Yeah, no.
Yeah, none of it's there. None of it's there. Nope. The only way you're getting your money is if the government starts printing money again. And then you'll get your money. Oh, but guess what? It won't be worth anything now. Sorry.
But now, wait a minute. Did you read the small print on the FDIC? It only guarantees up to $100,000 per bank. I've read the small print on that one.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
When the banks don't have to have any money in there, I mean, that's what caught, and I gotta be, this is actually something I actually have to be fucking careful about talking about, because the feds will actually fucking get on my shit crazily about this if you say the magical words bank run. If you fucking use those in a fucking phantasmical way, man, they get a little, they don't like that.
They don't like talking about bank runs and the fact that when banks don't hold any currency, a bank run could actually devastate the banking system in the country. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They don't want to talk about that. But people are so used to using plastic. We really don't have to worry about this that much.
But the thing is, the big banks used bank runs to force the small banks to sell themselves to the big banks. They used bank runs on the smaller banks to cause them to crash down. That's what they all crashed for. Remember, everyone was doing that. Remember all those bank run threads I was talking about a long time ago? Those were for those small banks.
Yeah.
And the big banks used that to eat them up.
Oh, yeah.
The Jews are so dirty, man. It's like they don't want you bank running the big banks, but they'll bank run those small banks so that they can get their shit super cheap. It's retarded.
Oh yeah, well they pick the winners, and you pissed off the wrong kike, so now your bank is gonna go under and there's nothing you can do about it. If you want to save the heirlooms in the family home, you miss. It's just what the kikes do. It's the way of business. They've been doing it forever.
This guy posted the bank failures in the U.S. adding up, and then it says bank failures amongst FDIC covered banks. In 2008, there was hundreds and hundreds of bank failures. And in 2022, there was only 3 bank failures, but they were enormous bank failures. Each bank failure was the size of Washington Mutual. Washington Mutual Bank was the biggest one that failed in 2008. And in 2022, we got 3 huge banks, and they're only getting condensed down into one even larger bank.
Yeah. Absurd. Thank you, Anon, for this. This is a good thread. The fuck?
Yeah. I mean, people should be talking about this, because this is what. Well, you got the bot posting crashing on. He's in all the crash threads. He does the bot posting infographics. I have to highlight him so I can avoid all of his spam.
This is actually a decent thread.
Wow, so many of his posts are filtered. Holy crap, he's the whole thread.
I was going to say, is that the 110 thread guy?
The thread was butchered when I filtered him. I was like, ugh.
Now, well, he does have some good information.
He does.
He's just a bit autistic about it, which is how all of us regulars are. You got to remember, even if it's a bot. It might not be a bot. It could be. He waits a minute between posting.
This leaf says the sound of the money printer is too loud. That's why it's happening.
Yeah.
This Mexican says, I thought this board loved unregulated reform. Central bank no longer requires reserves. Why you hate it, you commie? You want government. No, I want less government. And I want good regulation. I want regulation that hurts monopolies and hurts corporations that are too big to fail and empowers the small individual businessman.
Yes, I agree with that. Well, one of the things that my dad likes to harp on is cost of products. You should not be able to produce, let's put it this way. If I buy one product from you, it should cost the same per product as if I buy 1,000 products from you. There should be no bulk pricing.
No. I do. What are you talking about? Bulk pricing? No, bulk pricing. That's what I get off on. Bulk pricing.
Yes, but who does bulk pricing benefit?
benefits people with money and power.
It benefits the big producer, because the guy who only produces 5 widgets, he has to sell 5 widgets at this cost. If you can produce 1,000 widgets...
That's such a bad place to attack it in, though. The buying bulk.
Bulk
there's
pricing
so many other...
it is an odd thing to think about, but bulk pricing is a problem.
It means that
if you are a rich faggot, you have to pay less per product because you're rich.
That whatever, man. I like bulk pricing. I like as a seller being able to sell something and then being able to sell more for less. But the problem is when third party either regulators or corporations get involved in that whole process, and then they dictate what you have to sell at and what you have to do. So instead of it being like a man-to-man trade, it's like, well, you buy 5 of them, they're going to be $10 a piece. You buy 20 of them, they're going to be $5 a piece. It gets into this like industrialized level of, well, if I buy 100,000 of these things, you're going to give them to me $1 a piece instead of $10 a piece. And then it gets like ridiculous. And then they're forced to sell them to you at that price because...
because Walmart's your only customer now.
Because Uncle Sam said so.
Well, yes, but that's just it. When you do the bulk pricing, eventually... So what happens is you're not the guy selling directly to the customer anymore if you're bulk pricing. I don't know how to put it, but...
You can still... Okay, but I mean, bulk price... bulk pricing happens when I go down to the fucking fruit stand and I see a bunch of fruit there and I'm like, hey, buddy, can I have all of this fruit for $20? Instead of however much it costs per pound. And he's like, yeah, sure, here you go. That's bulk pricing. And you want to make that illegal? You make that so I'm going to get a fine when I do that to somebody?
No, I want to make it illegal for Walmart to charge me more for one product than it does
Walmart for 10. Walmart shouldn't fucking even exist. Walmart is a monopoly.
Walmart only exists because of bulk pricing.
Walmart, no, it doesn't. Walmart exists
because it...
No, bulk price, no. Fuck no.
They bought shit from China at bulk prices and sold it for cheap.
Then maybe we shouldn't be buying stuff from China.
No, we shouldn't be. We should be
selling stuff to China. Is what we should be doing.
Just saying. Bulk pricing is a problem, and it's an interesting thing because...
And that's not even bulk pricing. That's imports. That's imports.
At the end of the day, you should pay the same price for the same product.
No.
I should not be charged a surcharge because I only want to buy one.
Yes, you should.
Why?
It's capitalism. Because I say so. Why? Because you're getting punished for only buying one. Because I say so. Because I have a package that has 2 of them in it, Bo, and I'm selling it to you.
That's
and if you want this package with 2 of them in it, no, go
That's
fuck yourself. Get out of my shop. Get out of my shop.
You're
get
discriminating
my shop.
Against me for being
okay,
poor.
Get the... Good. Get the fuck out of my shop. I'm going to discriminate the fuck out of you. Get out. Bye.
It is.
Bye.
It's wealth discrimination, Lou.
Bye.
It's wealth
don't
discrimination.
Care. I don't give a fuck. It's...
I know.
I agree.
If you understand that the bulk pricing is what makes it so Walmart can exist and why Walmart is able to
it's
drive
not,
people
it's
out of
not.
Business.
It's not. I disagree with all of that. And I've explained just now why I disagree. Because that's not bulk pricing. That's imports.
It's not the imports, Lou. It's that...
It is? You just said they're buying stuff from China bulk, and that's what made Walmart so powerful. Those are your words.
Yes, I did. But it's not just the import. It's you make a product, and
it's
Walmart says, I want to buy that product from you, but I don't want to buy it for $1 per widget. I want to buy $1,000 at 90 cents per widget.
Okay, but again, you're saying Walmart's so powerful and such a monopoly. Shut up! Walmart's so powerful and so awesome that they can both set the buy price and the sell. Okay, they shouldn't be that big to begin with. But then you say, well, they're that big to begin with because they did that to begin with. Okay, we can't use that roundabout logic, Bo.
What Walmart did.
Okay, well then break it up. Break it up. That doesn't mean... That's not what caused everything, okay? What caused everything was them slowly eating away. Okay, yes, they got a lot of wealth, but everyone else had access to this as well. So, I mean, it's like they got a lot of wealth, but it's not just that. It's like this one family, this elite family, that got very huge, and they used their influence and wealth to fucking buy the government It's through government subsidies and government control that Walmart is so powerful, not fucking bulk buying.
Bulk buying is part of what did it, Lou.
Dude, look, sure, yes, but I mean, so is selling stuff at a really low prices, which they could do because they buy stuff and use slave labor from China. It's a multitude of things. And yeah, you could say that was part of it. Sure. If you eliminate that, Walmart would still be the most powerful company on fucking the planet right now. Even if they couldn't do bulk pricing.
They wouldn't exist if they couldn't do...
They Ooh, would.
That's how they drive people they out would. Of business. How do they have...
No.
How do they- Smart brand
no, kick-ass. They drive people out of they have brand kickass because they stole the fucking Kit-Kat recipe, then they steal the factories that they produce. They own everything, Bo! And you can't start at the end and then say that because of how they are at the end, that's how they started at the beginning, which is what you're doing.
No, I'm trying to tell you that the reason they're able to set a price. Okay, so you sell your
They couldn't set a price if they were the same size as Target! If they were the same size, if they had actual competition. They couldn't set a price, Bo. The only reason they can set a price is because there's only one Walmart. Because the Walmart pops up in a town and every other business goes out of business. And it's not because of bulk pricing. It's because
it
they're so
because
big. And that's a monopoly. It's called
yes.
a monopoly. So in the monopoly, what's
yes.
bulk fucking pricing have to do with anything? So you want to ban bulk price? Like, first off, fuck banning anything. Banning anything is fucking retarded. It's retarded. So fuck banning bulk pricing. It's not the problem.
You produce a product. You are a producer of a
product. Do you get to choose what the price of your own product is, Bo? Yes or no?
No.
Fuck you.
You do not get to produce.
Fuck you. Yes,
you
do.
Get to choose. Nope.
I make something. I get to say how much it costs.
Nope. The person who buys
yes.
it says.
Yes.
Because if you do not.
I get to say how much it costs. They get to choose to buy it or not. You're kind of right.
Okay. So I produce a product. I produce. I am able to produce. 1,000.
This is. If this somehow gets to the government ban something, fuck right off.
Shut up. It cost me 10 cents to produce this product. I sell this product for $1.
None of this matters.
Yes, it does. Okay?
No, it doesn't.
You come in and you're Walmart. You want to buy all 1,000 that I produced today, but you don't want to pay $1 for each of them. You want to pay 90 cents. That's a fucking good deal for me. I'm going to sell all of the product I made today, and I'm going to make a really good profit. So I do that. But tomorrow, I don't sell all 1,000. And then the next day, Walmart comes and says, hey, I want to do that again, but I only want to pay 85 cents. That's what Walmart does to the product producers. And they do that until the producer is selling their product to them.
That is not bulk pricing. That is because they are the only, purchaser. It's because they are, it's because they are the only ones that are able to purchase at that price, literally taking a loss. Okay, and the only reason they can buy those things and take a loss is because they're a monopoly corporation that's like a billion corporations in one. They shouldn't exist because they are too big to exist.
But they have
okay,
always
not because of bulk
that.
Pricing.
That's how Walmart operated, and that is what Walmart has always done.
They couldn't
predatory.
Always. They it, look,
that's
yes,
what
they're predatory.
Done. They are
yes,
predatory.
They look. They everybody always- can buy stuff cheap, Bo, and take a loss. Everybody can buy stuff and take a loss. Okay,
Walmart
only Walmart was.
Walmart
they did take a loss on paper. They took a loss on paper, but they have so many Jews and awesome shenagling that they could just buy government fucking... They can literally lobby the government. It's not fucking bulk pricing that got them where they are. It's lobbying. It's lobbying.
Lobbying's
no, it's all of it. It's all of it. It's all of it. You could eliminate bulk pricing and Walmart would still be where it's at right now.
Walmart
if you eliminated lobbying, they would not
they
be where they're
lobbying.
At.
You're right. Walmart was the size of Kmart before they bought the government.
Yes.
You are right.
Lobbying is what caused it all. Not
Walmart
fucking bulk
went from
pricing.
Being one store to a national
Dude,
chain because
if,
of
if
the
bulk
pricing.
Price- Then that's Kmart could have done it. Target could have done it.
Existed. Yes, all did.
Sears could have done it.
They all did. Yes.
Then they'd all be in business right now. They'd all like
yes.
Kmart would still be
undercut
here.
Them all, and Walmart came along and undercut.
The
them
only
all.
Reason and why could they do that? Because they lobbied the government for control. Bo, come on. I'm going in circles here. It's not bulk pricing that did this. It's government control lobbying, influencing the government.
without the bulk pricing, the government...
Without the government control, there would be no bulk pricing because they couldn't do it. They wouldn't survive.
Yes.
They would be under dirt.
It wouldn't be
allowed.
Look,
it's... Bo, how do you fix it? How do you fix bulk pricing? How do you fix it? Do you ban it? Is that how you fix it?
Nope.
How do you fix it?
You simply require that a company charges the same product. You don't ban it.
That's you're forcing someone to put a price on the thing. You can't do it that way.
So, Lou.
There's other ways to attack this problem that are causing the problem. This is contributing to it. Yes. But this is not the way you attack it.
It's not the way to attack it. You're right, but I don't know how to attack it, and this is a huge
the lobbying.
Problem.
The lobbying.
If you try to get
stop
in
the
on
lobbying.
Business, if you try and get in on making a product, if you can't buy 1,000 units, you do
nobody
not
can get in on making
price.
A product right now because there's a monopoly. For fuck's sake, I'm going to circles. Like there is only Walmart right now. You can't get in because there is only Walmart. Break
it's
apart Walmart and then
bulk. You have to buy in bulk or you can't produce a product at the same price. I can't produce one widget at a time at the same price as I can produce 1,000 widgets.
If I buy the ship
for 1,000 widgets, I can produce a widget at a tenth of the price as if I'm buying all the stuff to produce one widget at a time. That's the fucking problem.
There's a cartel already with the grocery stores and the distributors, okay? Distributors have a fucking cartel, and it's a Jewish cartel. When you're a company, you buy from distributors, and when you buy from distributors, you get prices that are different than customer prices. And that in itself, it's like, if you're saying you shouldn't be able to buy bulk, Bo, I don't agree with the system.
You have to pay the same price I pay for me. Yes. Yes, I do not think that
I agree with that, but that's
a restaurant, and it should cost me the same to produce.
Look,
a steak
Yes, you keep saying the same shit over and over again. Yes, you keep saying the same things over and over and over again. I understand what you're saying. Say something new, you fucking woman. Like fucking God.
If I have to buy 1,000 of something in order to start producing a product, then I literally cannot produce a product.
You don't have to do that. And the only reason, there's a cartel with when you buy from the distributors, if you just eliminated that cartel and that whole fucking thing from existence, okay, you would have your bulk pricing thing fixed. Because there wouldn't be that whole cartel and mafia of distributors, okay? And the whole reason this mafia of distributors is even like it is in a large part due because Walmart is so fucking big and everything has been so funneled into just one giant corporation on all fronts. Walmart owns the distributors. Walmart owns the factories. Walmart owns the fucking the things are made in. They own everything, okay? It's not about buying stuff in bulk. They own the factory. They own the fucking car that drives to the factory. They own the fucking things that are... The machines that are built in the factory, they make those. So they have like the whole fucking line from start to finish owned and controlled by them. That is beyond monopoly. That's like super ultra monopoly.
Yes, we are at the point where the country is basically owned by a few industries. Yes, yes. We are
it's owned by the Walmart family.
By industries.
It's owned by the Walmart family.
It's not just Walmart though, but that is a big one. And the
Walmart
really,
family owns one the top 1%.
And the really fucked up part about that is the average Walmart employee is on the government dole. The average Walmart employee is on food stamps or gets the Obamacare. The average Walmart employee is on government aid. So it's not just that, because without welfare, Walmart would have to pay their employees more.
Walmart's subsidized by the government.
Without fucking food stamps, Walmart, that they
no.
Something like 40% of Walmart's food sales are food stamps.
Yeah, they're subsidized by Gibbs.
They are subsidized by the government in so many fucking ways. It's ridiculous.
Yes, okay? Instead of being broken apart into like 20 different Walmarts, the government is feeding the beast even larger.
Well, it's not just Walmart, it's every corporation. When you get down into it, all of all of everything, every single bit of food, every single bit of media, every single bit of everything is owned by like six fucking corporations.
It
is. Jewish corporations run everything.
And the thing is that this is why Elon Musk is so crazy, because Elon Musk was the thing, he broke against the grain, because they were trying to short Tesla. They were doing everything in their power to short Tesla, but everyone was just on board the Elon train at that time, and they all wanted electric cars, and he was just, all the propaganda they had fed their goyim cattle, Elon Musk rode like a fucking horsey, like, woo, electric cars, woo! Rockets to space, woo! Like, Elon Musk was just the champion of the far left for a little while. And so they all, and a lot of the far left are very rich, well-to-do people. So they, and actually semi kind of smart. So they were investing organically into Tesla while it was being shorted, like one of the most shorted stocks on the market. They kept it going and they made it higher, like one of the highest. I mean, that was all organic mom pop stock person trading type shit. So you can fight against the grain of the stuff, but even then, I mean, the CEO of Twitter right now is a fucking kike. So they weasel their fucking way into every single fucking position of power.
Yes, because they are way overrepresented in college, at college campuses. They're everywhere. That's what they do. They know how to network. That is quite literally what they do. That's what they're good at. And they work together very, very well to make themselves, they quite literally work together to enrich themselves. And we're not allowed to do that.
Moving on to the final thread, breaking, Candace Owens fired from Daily Wire. Did she even do anything wrong? Did Shapiro fire her because she was exposed to the Jews? She got fired because she did that interview with that rabbi, and she basically destroyed the rabbi. And the rabbi was like, but how dare you say these things? How dare you say these things? How dare you? You're not even apologizing. You're not even saying things. They got so mad.
It was hilarious. She refused to suck the kite cock.
Even a little bit.
Not even a little bit. I loved it. Man.
Really, really tore his.
Yeah, that was great. She just stared. She just let him keep talking and talking, just staring at him, just like, yeah, no, I don't care.
She kept saying she's not going to take it back.
I'm not going to take it back. He attacked me for two fucking years. I'm allowed to say his daughter's a fucking egg.
Dude, really, really, like, she attacked me for 2 years and I can't say one thing on Tucker's show. Come on. It wasn't even bad.
I can't call her a hag. Fuck you. Oh, because that's associated.
They went there. They went there. They went there.
Oh my God.
They went there. They literally went. He literally said that because she said hag, and then she said, yeah, she's a witch. And then he's like, oh, how dare you? A witch. That's what they refer to us Jewish people as back in the day. Oh my God, the Holocaust. The Holocaust. I mean, literally, man, literally doing the pity
and
fuck.
His mealy mountain is weaseling out of what a genocide is. I don't use that word. I am above that. You lowly, lowly goyim.
Oh, my God. So, I mean, this has to be fruit from Kanye, right? This has to be fruit from the whole Yee thing.
This is Kanye. This is great. Best timeline.
This is the ripples from what Kanye did, guys. I mean, this would not have happened if Yee didn't go on his fucking Power Ranger tirade. Okay, this would not have happened.
Exactly. Yee losing $2 billion overnight gave us this. Isn't this wonderful? This is delicious.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Candace Owens is fired from Daily Wire. That's crazy. That is insane. They must have taken a real big monetary hit to do that, because they had to break her contract. Yeah, they broke the contract.
And she's smart, so she's gonna have a nice paycheck.
Yeah, there's no way they didn't break her contract because she didn't do anything. Maybe they'll try to finagle some way with their Jewish lawyers, and that's how they fight. They fight in court, so they'll probably fight in court.
They'll probably fight in court, but I think she's gonna win. She's in the right, and she knew she was. I'm pretty sure she talked to her lawyer before she did everything. I don't know. There aren't many black people that I say are smart. She's one of the few that's actually smart. She's still a woman, though.
It was really milk toast when she was having that conversation with the rabbi, but she just wouldn't give in to them, and that was what they can't have. They need their loyal goyim, and she was not being loyal. It was very milk toast to our standards, but it was just not normal. It wasn't normal.
She didn't back down at all. She wouldn't back down. That was so refreshing. I'm so used to seeing them at least give on something, and she wouldn't give even a little bit. It was milk toast compared to 4chan standards, but it was just refreshing. She didn't give in at all. She just let them say all the bullshit and just didn't give in.
This is some narrative I'm seeing here. We got this Leaf saying, bullshit clickbait. Her contract was done. She's been setting up a pivot for a while now. Look, first off, her contract was not done. I think she still had like at least a year left on that thing, at least. So I'm fairly sure it was not done. And getting fired is not the same as your contract ending. Like, why would that makes no sense?
Yeah, that's different. I know that her contract was renewed right after she had her last baby. Don't remember when she had her last baby, but I remember seeing a little tidbit about something or other. She's in negotiating her new contract, and...
Okay, but look at this. Then the quartering says, saw this coming a mile away, Big Con is real. The quartering. Okay, how could he say that with a straight face, dude? The quartering is the con. The quartering is the scummiest guy I could ever have the display. I hate watching that guy, even for like 10 minutes. That guy gives me the jibs. I hate that guy, man.
Yeah.
He's just not. Do you know who the quartering is?
I don't, actually. I'm like, who is this? I know the name.
He's the bearded guy. He's famous for Magic the Gathering. He used to do Magic the Gathering stuff on YouTube, and he got real big. He was like super huge on YouTube for Magic the Gathering. Then he said some very lightly spicy stuff, and Magic the Gathering booted him. So his entire grift was taken from him. So he had to like reinvent his grift. It was insane. So now he's a right-wing grifter.
Okay.
That's what it all is. Anyways, he's saying that he saw this coming a mile away and the Big Con is real, and apparently Candace Owens is conning people.
No. No, she's just not sucking the Jewish cock.
Yeah. I hate the quartering. I hate that guy.
I don't think he knows a damn thing. I think he's just trying to get some views based on the trend.
Yeah, no, Candace Owens literally went on the show with that rabbi, and she had all these clips prepared. Dude, it was really actually good. It was actually really good for a nigger.
It really was. I mean, she...
Yeah.
I was really impressed with her. I mean...
Yeah.
She sat there for what? Almost an hour not getting angry? Not getting emotional?
No. She had a lot of good points.
And
like,
just being
like, why could he...
and reasonable and...
Yeah, like, why could this guy attack me for 2 years and I make one comment that wasn't even what you're saying it is, and then you're freaking out about it, saying it's anti-Semitism, and then she said, what if I redefine racism to me? And then he's like, you can't do that, you can't redefine... You can't do what we do.
So many niggers and women just saw that and got red-pilled on the kikes. It's great.
Yeah.
Well, you know, definitely. That's who watches Candace Owens.
The normies, man.
Women. Normies. Who watches Candace Owens? Women.
I'm telling you, I can't, dude. We gotta break that boomer barrier. The boomer barrier. Boomer barrier edition.
I don't know how to do that.
The boomer barrier.
There has got to be a way to get through to the boomers, but I am not sure how.
You need
to
subvert.
They don't see the kike.
You gotta subvert World War II.
As soon as they start to see the kike, they go, oh, well, but it's not because he's Jewish. Being Jewish has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're using that word Zionism now, which is kind of opening the doors a little bit for the normies, so they can get away from the scary Jew word or kike word. They could say Zionist now, and that's okay now. That's okay now, so I'm kind of... That makes my heart jibble jabble a little bit. I like that.
But they're setting it up so it's Zionists versus anti-Zionists. It's just left versus right, because the right are the Zionists who support Israel, and the left are the anti-Zionists who don't support Israel.
They're trying to do that. They're trying kind of to do that, but it's whatever. It's a push in our direction. So just take the win, please. Just take the win there. That's a win.
Yes, I will always try saying, to take the win.
Normie is saying Zionist instead of like, just globalist or whatever. We're closer to Jew.
What I'm seeing is that normies are seeing how horrible the kikes are being in Gaza.
Yeah.
That's what they're seeing. And there's no amount of dressing, no amount of window dressing, no amount of fake headlines can make the genocide going on in Gaza nice in the normies' eyes.
They bombed every single hospital.
Every hospital's like, been bombed to shit. People are starving in the streets. You're gunning down people when they're going to get food aid. I mean,
dude, they're bombing them. They're bombing them with missiles as they're walking down this, like, civilians. As they're walking down, they're just
going to
bomb civilians.
They say civilians evacuate this route, and then they bomb that fucking route.
Yes, every single war crime's been committed. Every war crime's been committed. Everything in the Geneva Convention's been done to the Palestinians themselves.
You got South Africa saying you got to do something about this apartheid state over here that Israel's this genocide.
Yeah.
African nations are coming out against what Israel is doing. It's like the only place that isn't against what fucking Israel is doing is the U.S.
Dude, Candace Owens tried to bring up the genocide word to that kike on her show, and he fucking 180'd away from the genocide. They invented genocide. Jews invented genocide, and now they're like, oh, I don't use that word. What?
Well, yeah, you can't.
What?
Uh-huh, he doesn't use that word, so you can't define that word. You can't hold him accountable for a genocide of the Palestinians, but no.
Yeah, dude, they are so evil.
They're so fucking evil. And the more people see, the more you wake up. All you have to do is see the kike without his mask one fucking time. That's it. Just once.
Yep.
That's what that's what that interview did. Candace Owens did a good job there. That kike, his mask slipped. And people realized that the kike wants to be in control of everything. So she got fired.
Yep, I agree. That's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. Have a wonderful day.
Men will never be women. Women will never be men. Have fun surfing the slide, guys.
Have fun surfing the slide. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Mr. Speaker, I am a Canadian, I am a Jew, and I am a Zionist.
Might be getting tracked or watched or both, and it's a bit concerning. So I think it's important for me to say this again. I'm not suicidal, and I would never KMS.
You know, anyway,
okay,
you know,